Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me, as always, on a Friday, Professor William Cole Brenner, Ronette Eitan. A very, very good morning to you both. I'm going to be using this session as a little bit of therapy, but how are you both before we get into that?
Well, good morning, Howard. And first of all, Mazel Tov. We understand you're in Israel for your son's wedding.
I am very, very excited about that.
Amazing.
Yeah, and in fact, it was interesting because he got engaged and the wedding is a very short time from the engagement. And I said to him, it's quick. It's a lot of pressure, you know, organizing the weddings from another country. And his answer to me was, Dad, if we've learned anything in Israel, it's we don't delay simcha. We don't delay celebration. Mm-hmm. And I guess that seems to be a little bit of what I'm feeling here in Israel. And why I said group therapy or therapy is all of my guests this morning from Israel, in talking about the hostages, have spoken with tremendous anger, hurt, frustration, despondency, more than I've observed, perhaps in the 15 months. What's happening here, guys?
You know, Howard, yesterday was my first day off. It was the end of the semester for us on Wednesday, and I decided to watch the hostages. I really felt for the first time in the past few weeks. Now I know what it is to be an Israeli. I mean, as you know from being here, we know all of their names. We know all of them. We know their favorite colors. We know them. They're our kids. And I tell you, watching the performative, I mean, we saw what happened to Arbel, the chaos of massed murderers and terrorists around her. But what happened to Agam, the first woman who was released, and she was paraded on stage. So that's where that tremendous anger is, the manipulation of us. And Howard, I think the one thing you left out of that, I would like to combine the two stories of your son and the people you've talked to. There's also tremendous joy. There's tremendous joy and also pride. You know, when we see these girls come together, the Tatzpeniot, when he taught me that word, which means the people who monitored the border, when they're reunited in the hospital, when they welcome the last one of them together, and you see them together hugging, and you think to yourself, you know, Howard, this is why we have survived for 3,000 years, because of that. That's what I think.
Ronette? Good morning.
I also wanted to talk about the anger, but you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about, you know, I think we should hold on to these images of female resilience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if, you know, and I agree with Bill about this is, you know what, let's just kind of hold on to the joyous parts of what we're seeing, because yes, the rage is bubbling underneath. But to see these five girls, you know, come out of, you know, the hell that they've been through and just, you know, just stand there erect and looking at everyone and waving. And there wasn't, you know, I would be a mess. I would be crying. I would be shaking. They weren't. There was something very calm about them. And although all of us are trying to just kind of think, oh no, what happened, you know, the stuff that they went through and stuff. But, you know, just the fact that we saw them there. I mean, for me, it was the crying, and I did cry, and I'm not an emotional person, but this just hits me, you know. And I was just thinking, you know what, you know, they're strong and it's okay. Whatever happens afterward, we'll deal with it. But there was something very empowering about these young women and just them. And let's not forget about Emily before, you know, with the hand gesture, and we all just were so proud of her. So let's hold on to that. And I think the idea of perspective, it shifts constantly in this country, right, Howard? I mean, you feel this. And like your son said, you know, let's do it. Let's not just try to take our time. Let's do it now. So let's just hold on to these images of these really fierce young women. I was humbled by them.
So I think that's absolutely right. And what I was saying to a guest earlier is you go from these scenes of abject horror, because we watch this young woman yesterday surrounded by brutality. You don't need to be a body language expert to see the use of power over this young woman. And I mean, anger, I felt that. But then she's reunited with her family and it flips to joy and gratitude and resilience. What happens, and I put this question to our earlier guest who didn't really address it, but what happens when we only have, when they only unfortunately can return the remains? And the flip side of it, which is the joy and celebration, and that doesn't exist. What happens to Israel as a society? What is happening now to Israel as a society?
I think the complexity of this whole thing, I think at the end, I'm hoping and I'm wishing and I'm thinking that it will add to who we are. Because in essence, this is life, you know, yes. This is, you know, and those little moments of joy, those are, you know, those are the moments of happiness that we have to hold on to. So yes, there is simmering underneath is a lot. And sometimes we do have to kind of close our eyes and just say, let's concentrate on this. Let's concentrate on these like small moments, because this is what we have. And it actually, it brings us together. I mean, in a way, we were smiling and we were crying for joy when we saw Gadi Moses and Arbel hugging just before, you know, and to me, just to see those, and they were together almost in a bubble, and they were, you know, and we felt like the Jews reuniting, you know, it's like this father figure and this daughter. And to me, it was, I was just elated. And I think we'll survive. We'll be okay. You know, the therapy session will end with we'll be okay.
The Gadi Moses to me was a very real personal lesson, because I've spoken many times with his niece. And although I felt like I was parroting the right words, that yes, please God, he'll be okay, deep down, I didn't for one moment believe that an 80-year-old man was going to be okay. And then we see the steely strength of this guy who says, I didn't break down, I didn't cry, and I survived in order to rebuild. And I'm like, wow, you know, he's stronger than I am, certainly. It's just remarkable.
You know, Renee was talking about togetherness. We have offices in a joint workspace, and I went out to watch the release with the other people, because I really felt I needed that. And unlike Ranit, I do cry. I mean, I went back to my office, and I think it's been like a year and a half. And it's overwhelming. There are times when it's just overwhelming. And, you know, how you get the feeling, as much as I know the world Jewish community is with us, when you are here for this, you feel like with all of Ranit's optimism, we're switching roles today. We're a mess. We're a mess.
Right. Yes, because and you notice that literally the minute you step into this country, because it's this moment of, you know, I felt it when I came to Israel soon after October the 7th. It wasn't that soon. It felt very soon. It was January or February. And I felt like I was going to a Shiva house. I felt like it was a place of mourning, in the sense that if you've had a Shiva house, a period of mourning, you know that you laugh and you cry, because you laugh at some of the crazy stories and you're fine. And then the next moment you're not. And that's what I felt Israel was like. And now arriving here, it's this acceptance of it, and it's become part of everything from the moment you step into a taxi, and it just becomes this conversation, and you're sharing names as though you have a family member who you all know, which is just the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest, strangest thing, but there's something incredibly warm and nurturing about that. Because this taxi driver, who I've never met in my entire life, obviously I never heard of, and we're talking about the names of people and things about them, it's just an amazing thing. Just absolutely amazing. We do need to leave it there. Unfortunately, these therapy sessions always way, way, way too short. Wishing you both a fantastic weekend and a Shabbat Shalom.
Call to it is. Mazal tov.
Thank you.